Thank you for tuning in to our first Lutheran Church podcast travel series. We will explore some of the faithful travel experiences members of our congregation have undertaken. I hope these discussions will inspire you to go out into the world. Bless it in the name of Jesus, and let it bless you back. Well, hello, this is Pastor Jill, and today I am joined by Connor, who is a member of First Lutheran Church and has been for many years. He came here as a young person, middle schooler, I think, right?
Were you
in middle school? And so Connor and I just got back from our Mission Jamaica trip, where we went with a group of youth and young adults and adults to Jamaica to serve some people at an orphanage and to have a little fun. So thank you for joining us, Connor.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. I, like you said, I had been at First Lutheran for a good number of years, and then I took a break to go to college for a couple of years. So I've just now recently been coming back, and Jamaica, the trip was kind of my introduction back into the church family, I guess.
Right. We were so happy to see you join us. And we had a really good time in Jamaica. And one of the questions I have is, what led you to want to be a part of this trip?
It's a pretty interesting story. And it actually starts the year before going to Jamaica. I had signed up for a marine biology trip to New Zealand, actually, for May of this year. And I was really excited to go. I was all signed up, and you know, my dad was helping me with everything. And you know, a month or two down the road from signing up, I get this email saying, oh, you didn't fill out this form properly, you didn't submit it or something, and you're put to the back of the wait list, and it's very likely that you will not be able to go.
Oh, no!
Yeah. I was devastated, to say the least. I was really looking forward to it, and I had done a previous marine biology trip in the Bahamas the previous year. So I was expecting a lot. I was sad for a few months coming into this year. I was, you know, not feeling too great about it. I was like, well, I really wanted to scuba dive or swim or see wildlife. And I get an email in my, you know, email, and it was Rachel inviting me, saying, hey, we're going to Jamaica this summer and we would absolutely love to have you. And I was thinking, yeah, that sounds good. I could do that. I haven't been to Jamaica since 2016, and it would be really good for me to go back there. And they have great wildlife too, very similar to the Bahamas, actually.
One thing I just want to say is Rachel is our children, youth, and family director here. So she was the one that was organizing all of the behind the scenes stuff and inviting people. So I'm really glad she thought to invite you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. I had, you know, if I was still going on this trip to New Zealand, I likely would not have gone to Jamaica, because I'm usually like a one trip per year kind of person. And I was also receiving financial assistance for it. So now that I'm signed up for Jamaica, ready to go, I didn't attend any of the in-person meetings or any of the Zoom calls or anything. So I really was kind of jumping into it with just my experience from the previous trip, which was a long time ago. I recall thinking to myself, I'm going to go on this trip and I'm going to work hard because I have a good, young, strong body, and I'm going to be able to help out at the orphanage. I'm going to be able to do all this lifting, do all this pushing, you know, get a lot done and just feel accomplished that way. And well, that's not exactly how it worked out. I had arrived in Jamaica, and you know, on the plane there, it was kind of a precursor, but I started having this cough, and my ears were having issues, and I was just not feeling good at all. I felt weak, and for some of the work days at the orphanage, I didn't do much work at all. I was resting, or I was tired. I couldn't, you know, focus, or you know, it was terrible.
So just to reiterate, you didn't come on this trip primarily because you thought this was going to be like a spiritual journey.
Correct.
You came on the trip thinking it was going to be a physical,
yep,
feel good about myself journey.
Yes, yeah. This was a, all right, we're going to go do some good work and feel good about doing the good work. And that's what I'm going for.
Right.
And it was not like that at all. And that part made me feel a bit of shame almost, because I was sitting, you know, in Jeff's car, and I was, you know, just thinking to myself, like, man, everyone's out there, you know, in the scorching heat, and I'm sitting in the AC, but I can still just barely, you know, drink my water and breathe fine. And I was questioning, you know, why am I even here?
You tried really hard. Mm-hmm. I will say that. You really tried hard to get out there and work hard, and then you would just flop.
Yep.
Your energy would disappear.
I definitely pushed myself really hard the first day. And I think that also didn't help me in the long run, because I, you know, wasn't expecting it to be as hot. I wasn't expecting to just, you know, have it all just drained out of me.
Right.
And so I was kind of down almost for those couple days that I wasn't working. And I talked to you and Jeff on the last day and was saying, I need a break.
The last day of work.
Of work.
So that was our, like, fourth or fifth day there.
Yes, yeah. That was the Saturday, I believe.
Right.
And I had stayed back at the resort and you just rested the whole day.
Let's take a minute to describe this resort, though. There's no air conditioning.
No. I say resort. It's where we stayed.
Right. It's a camp.
Yep.
With like dormitories that don't even have glass in their windows, which that would be terrible because then you would get no air.
Right.
And so the rooms probably were about 80 degrees and
easily
humid. Yeah.
We have one oscillating fan to kind of shift between the two bunk beds. So it's like going up, down, left. So like maybe every 3 seconds out of 15, you get a good little blast of air.
Right. So it wasn't the resort some people might think of.
No, there wasn't water parks or anything like that.
Right.
It was just, but I rested for what I could do. And I got a lot better after that.
I remember you saying you got to point the fan at yourself the whole day.
Yes.
That was such a luxury.
A huge bonus.
Right.
It wasn't as cool or nice as Jeff's car with the AC, but it was very nice to rest, have peace, and let my body kind of heal itself instead of pushing myself. And so after I rested and I felt better, we then had the next couple days of doing our activities. And one of the activities was the Duns River Falls. And the Duns River Falls was quite a drive from our quote unquote resort.
Like 2+ hours,
yep.
I think. Yeah.
2+ hours. Yeah. And I remember I made you actually scoot over into the middle seat so I could sit next to you up in the front. And we talked for hours about faith, about, you know, relationships, finance, marriage, all that stuff. And it was way more than I had anticipated, in a good way. I wasn't overwhelmed or anything. And I know your daughters were telling me, like, you know, we could have told her to stop at any time. And I'm
my,
like,
my pastor kids, they were very embarrassed by me. Connor, we'll take her off you.
No, it was okay. I was engaged. I was asking questions and I was writing things down and learning a lot. And I still have that notebook with all the things I wrote down. And something kind of opened up inside of me about this more genuine curiosity about faith and Christianity and the Bible and everything, and talking to you about these stories, or how, you know, what is grace. Pastor Douglas, who was driving us, was also giving great insights. And
he's a Jamaican pastor, so and our bus driver. So yes, we got a different perspective. Yes.
And I had sort of realized at the end of this trip that maybe I wasn't pushed towards Jamaica or led towards Jamaica to do work necessarily as in the manual labor sense, but to have my faith, which had been dormant for years while I was at college, kind of reignited and brought back into my life as something that I find is actually important, something that means something to me. Because for years I was in, you know, college and wasn't feeding that fire at all. And it pretty much extinguished. I was not feeling great. And ever since the Jamaica trip, coming back, I've been living a better lifestyle. I've been coming to church and reconnecting with my church family, which has been one of the greatest joys of the summer.
That's amazing. And it's so, like you were pointing out, it's so interesting how God works that you're a really smart person, and it's really shocking that you wouldn't have filled out your forms, right? You know, for the marine biology thing. You're really a smart person. And so even like you said, a year ago, God might have been thinking, I want Connor back. Mm-hmm. I want Connor back. And I'm going to work things out so we get to have some time together.
Yes. And I'm very glad he put that plan in motion, because I don't know what I'd be doing if I did go to New Zealand and then, you know, stayed in Duluth or something. I don't know where I would be, because there was a lot of factors that guided me back towards this area and guided me back towards the church. And I feel a lot more at home externally and internally.
Yeah. Well, we feel like you're home too, and we've missed you, and we're glad you're back. And I think that we're going to hear a few more stories from other people about what we did on that mission trip. But this is a really great entrance, because it shows that it's not about us necessarily and what we think we can give to other people. We're trying, but so much of it is what we can receive when we're open to it. And you were open, and God was there, and things are heading in the right direction now. So thank you for coming and sharing your story with us on our podcast. And I hope we'll have another trip in the future, a youth and young adult trip. There are every year we have adult trips that go in the winter, but there's something really special about being at that camp and letting some things go that we think we need, and just being really open to how the Holy Spirit is moving among us. So thank you all for listening today. And I just would like to close this episode with a prayer. Lord God, I want to thank you for calling us, even sometimes when we aren't aware that you are calling us. And thank you for opening doors for us and pointing us in the right direction. We thank you especially for making it possible for Connor to join us on our missionary journey this year. And I pray that you are working in all of our lives, the lives of the listeners, as well as all of us who are working to produce this podcast, and pointing us in a way that brings us closer to you and helps us to shine your glory. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.